Since 1948, Palestinian refugee camps have played a significant role in shaping the socio-political landscape of the West Bank. Established to house displaced Palestinians, these camps have remained a focal point of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Over the decades, they have endured harsh living conditions, military incursions, and political struggles. Today, they face an even greater threat: Israel's systematic efforts to alter the demographic composition of the region. The recent Israeli attacks on refugee camps in the West Bank violate the Oslo Accords, which explicitly state that the Palestinian Authority should administer the region without Israeli interference. However, following the large-scale destruction in Gaza, Israel has shifted its focus toward the West Bank, aiming to reshape its social and political structure. This plan appears to be part of a broader effort to expel Palestinians from their homeland and forcefully relocate them to neighboring countries. One major aspect of Israel's strategy involves transferring some of Gaza's displaced population to the West Bank, while simultaneously pushing West Bank residents into Jordan. Given the historical and social connections between the people of the West Bank and Jordan, Israel sees an opportunity to manipulate this relationship to facilitate its own objectives. By increasing the Palestinian presence in Jordan, Israel hopes to create conditions that would make large-scale forced migration seem inevitable. The consequence of this forced migration would be severe. Economically, neither Jordan nor Egypt has the capacity to absorb a massive influx of refugees. Both nations already face economic hardships, and an additional burden of displaced Palestinians would strain their resources, infrastructure, and job markets. The influx would also likely exacerbate social tensions, leading to political instability in these countries. Security is another major concern. A sudden demographic shift could lead to heightened tensions between host countries and incoming refugees. The West Bank has long been a center of resistance against Israeli occupation, and forcibly relocating its population would likely fuel further unrest. If large numbers of Palestinians are pushed into Jordan, the risk of regional destabilization increases, as protests, clashes, and political unrest could emerge in response to the crisis. Beyond economic and security concerns, Israel's actions threaten to erase Palestinian identity from their historic homeland. The systematic displacement of Palestinians from their lands aims to weaken their claim to statehood and solidify Israeli control. By changing the demographic balance, Israel seeks to ensure a long-term Jewish majority in contested areas, reducing the possibility of a viable Palestinian state. Furthermore, this plan is not only a direct violation of international law, but also an indication of Israel's long-standing expansionist ambitions. For years, Israeli policies have been aimed at consolidating control of Palestinian territories through settlement expansion, military occupation, and economic restrictions. The latest attacks on West Bank camps represent a continuation of this strategy, with the ultimate goal of dismantling Palestinian presence in key areas. Despite widespread condemnation from Arab states, verbal opposition alone is insufficient to halt Israel's plans. Concrete actions are needed to prevent another large-scale displacement of Palestinians. The international community, particularly Muslim nations and regional organizations like the Arab League, must adopt firm measures to counter Israel's strategy. Diplomatic pressure, economic sanctions, and legal action through international courts should be pursued to hold Israel accountable. If left unchecked, Israel's demographic engineering could lead to irreversible changes in the region. The displacement of Palestinians would not only deepen the humanitarian crisis, but also fuel further instability across the Middle East. It is imperative for global and regional actors to intervene and prevent the forced removal of Palestinians from their homeland. Only through collective action can the rights of the Palestinian people be safeguarded and the ongoing efforts to erase their presence be stopped.